This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The government today said uninterrupted supply of oil and gas is being ensured in the country amid the West Asia conflict. At an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said steps have been taken to maintain normal supplies of LPG, PNG, petrol and diesel. Joint Secretary in the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, Nidhi K. Sarwani, also outlined measures being implemented to manage the impact of the crisis. Meanwhile, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India supports peace and welcomes all efforts towards stability in West Asia, stressing that de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy are key to ending the conflict. All arrangements are in place for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of voting in West Bengal for assembly elections tomorrow. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held for all the 234 assembly constituencies. Over 5 crore 73 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in 75,064 polling stations established across the state. In West Bengal, 152 seats across 16 districts will be covered in the first phase. 1,478 candidates are in the fray in this phase. The Election Commission has reported seizures exceeding 1,000 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal amid assembly elections and by-elections. The Commission said, since the activation of the Election Seizure Management System in February this year, West Bengal recorded seizures worth over 472 crore rupees, including cash, liquor, drugs, precious metals and freebies, while Tamil Nadu reported seizures of over 599 crore rupees. The ECI said over 5,000 flying squad teams and more than 5,300 static surveillance teams have been deployed across both states for rapid response and surprise checks. District grievance committees have also been set up to address complaints related to enforcement activities. The Supreme Court today made strong remarks over alleged interference by West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee in an Enforcement Directorate ED investigation in Kolkata, warning that democracy would be in peril if a sitting chief minister interferes in an ongoing probe. A bench of Justices Prashant Kumar Mishra and N.B. Anjaria said the issue is not just a centre-state dispute but concerns conduct of a constitutional office holder. The court was hearing an ED plea alleging interference during a search operation linked to a money laundering probe involving the political consultancy firm IPAC. The government has constituted the Online Gaming Authority of India, comprising 6 members. According to a gazette notification of Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, the authority will consist Additional Secretary of Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology as chairperson. Other 5 members will include joint secretaries from the Ministry of Home Affairs, Information and Broadcasting, Youth Affairs and Sports, Department of Financial Services and Department of Legal Affairs. The function of the authority will include categorizing and registering online games, deciding whether a game qualifies as a money game, and addressing public grievances. It is established to issue guidelines, codes of practice, and directions to ensure compliance. On the first anniversary of the Pahalgam terror attack, India and several countries across the world pay tribute to the 26 victims, most of them tourists, who were killed in the attack in Jammu and Kashmir on April the 22nd last year. The incident had drawn widespread global condemnation and renewed focus on counter-terror cooperation. In India, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several union ministers remembered the victims and reiterated the country's resolve to combat terrorism. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals were 48 for 3 in 6.5 overs against Lucknow Super Giants at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow when reports last came in. Lucknow Super Giants won the toss and opted to bowl. Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Delhi Capitals by 47 runs in Hyderabad last night. And with that, we end this news bulletin.